أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم good afternoon to everyone the Gambia aligns itself with Germany's statement Madam President thank you for giving me the floor again respecting and safeguarding human dignity and human rights is everybody's business it is important to bring all countries on board for the interests of mankind it should be in the interest of all to protect civilians from harm or death caused by cluster munitions, especially the marginalized and vulnerable groups, women, children, and people with disabilities. Men and boys are indeed the most affected victims of cluster munition, but women and children are also affected indirectly, since in most settings, men are the breadwinners of families, and in their absence, the women would be in charge. Therefore, it is important to include them in the equation. In the Gambia, gender parity is top on our agenda, on our development agenda, and our cabinet has approved the mainstreaming of gender in all programs and projects, and the implementation process is in progress. Integrating gender diversity and inclusion perspectives in our frameworks has greater relevance for our societies because it makes our policies more effective in responding to the needs of our people. As the CCM works towards reducing or eliminating human sufferings in terms of harm and death caused by cluster munitions, it is necessary to analyze existing situations of countries suffering from the negative effects of cluster munition to identify inequalities and come up with proposed projects to address them and undo the mechanisms that create them to successfully achieve Action 4 of the Lausanne Action Plan. Let me once again express sincere gratitude to UNIDIR, Germany, and Belgium for coming up with the paper on gender, diversity, and inclusion in the CCM. I thank you very much for your kind attention.